What time does the bus leave? Tim Watson looked at the man standing by the door of his bus. He was wearing black trousers, a black jacket, and a gray sweatshirt with a hood. Warm clothes for a sunny June day in California. The man had a little boy in his arms. The boy was wearing shorts and a polo shirt.
"The bus leaves at 11:13, Tim said.
"Okay," said the man, and he walked away. It was 11:06. 11:08. An older man stopped by the door of the big white bus.
Is this the bus to the Fremont bus station?"
"Yes, it is," Tim said.
The man stepped into the bus.
$4, please," said Tim.
The man gave Tim $4 and sat down in the bus. Tim now had one passenger. 11:09. A woman and a little girl stepped into the bus. Tim scanned the woman's bus card. The woman and the girl sat down in the bus. Now there were three passengers. 11:10. An older woman stepped into the bus. Tim scanned her card and the woman sat down. Four passengers. 11:11. The man in the black trousers, black jacket, and gray sweatshirt was back. Tim looked at the boy in the man's arms. The boy had tears in his eyes.
$4, please," Tim said.
The man gave him $2.
"No,"
Tim said.
"It's $4.
The man gave Tim a special card. 50% off for handicapped passengers, the card said.
Huh? Was the man handicapped?
Okay, Tim said. Thank you.
The man walked to the back of the bus and sat down with the boy. Six passengers. The bus was not full this morning. 11:13. Tim drove the bus out of the Milipitas bus station. First left, then right. One more kilometer and then the bus turned onto Highway 680 North. For 15 minutes, Tim Watson's bus drove and drove and drove and drove on Highway 680 North. 11:28. Tim looked at the tablet in the bus. What? Police were looking for a kidnapper? Tim looked at Highway 680. Then he looked at the tablet again. A little boy was kidnapped, it said. Oh, no! The boy was 3, the tablet said. He was wearing a dark blue shirt, light blue plaid shorts, and red Crocs. Tim thought for a minute. There were 6 passengers in the bus. An older man, a woman and a little girl, an older woman, a young man wearing black trousers, a black jacket, and a gray sweatshirt, and a little boy. Was that the little boy? No, Tim thought. Then he looked at the tablet again. The kidnapper, it said, was a young man wearing black trousers, a black jacket, and a gray sweatshirt. What? Was the young man on Tim's bus a kidnapper?
But he was so calm.
No, he wasn't a kidnapper.
Or
was he a kidnapper? Was the little boy in the back of the bus kidnapped? Now what?
Tim had to see if the boy on the bus was wearing a dark blue shirt, light blue plaid shorts, and red Crocs. Suddenly, Tim had a plan. A backpack. A green backpack. Yes, a green backpack. Tim drove the bus off Highway 680 North and stopped by McDonald's.
Sorry, Tim said to the passengers. We have to stop for a minute. Is there a green backpack in the bus?
Tim's heart was beating fast, but he walked through the bus calmly, seat by seat. He looked under the first seat. No green backpack. He stopped by the older man.
Is there a green backpack under your seat?
The man looked under the seat.
No, sorry, no backpack here.
Thank you, said Tim.
He walked and looked under the seats, then stopped by the woman and little girl.
Is there a green backpack here?
No, said the woman. No green backpack.
Thank you,
said Tim, and he walked and looked.
Is there a green backpack by your seat?
Tim asked the older woman.
No, said the older woman. Sorry, there's no green backpack by my seat.
Okay, thank you,
said Tim, and he walked to the back of the bus. There was the young man. Tim looked under the seat by the young man. He saw the young man's black shoes and black trousers. Tim didn't look at the young man. He didn't look at the little boy. He didn't want them to know he was looking for a kidnapped little boy.
Is there a green backpack here?
He asked.
No, said the young man.
Out of the corner of his eye, Tim saw the boy's foot. Red. Red Crocs. Was this the kidnapped little boy? Was the young man the kidnapper?
Okay, no backpack,
Tim said calmly, but his heart was beating faster. The kidnapped little boy was on his bus. The kidnapper was on his bus. Was the kidnapper dangerous? Tim walked back to the driver's seat. Now what? Tim looked at the passengers in the bus. The older man's eyes were closed. The woman was talking quietly to the little girl. The older woman was looking at a magazine. The bus was quiet. Too quiet. Tim couldn't call the police here. What would the kidnapper do? Was he dangerous? Would he hurt the little boy? Was it safe to step out of the bus? What would the kidnapper do? But there was no choice.
One more minute, Tim said to the passengers. There is no green backpack here. I have to make a phone call.
Tim stepped out of the bus with his mobile phone. The phone rang one time. Then two times. Pick up the phone. The phone rang one more time. "I think the kidnapper and the little boy are in my bus," Tim said quietly. "The kidnapper and the little boy are in your bus? Okay, drive the bus to the Fremont bus station. Drive slowly. Don't open the bus doors until you see the police." Tim stepped back in the bus. He closed the bus doors and started the bus. Tim turned left and slowly drove the bus into Fremont. Cars raced by, but Tim drove slowly, slowly, slowly through the streets of Fremont. An extra left turn, an extra right turn. Did the passengers on the bus see that Tim was driving slowly? The older man's eyes were still closed. The woman and the girl were still talking softly. Did they see the extra turns? The old woman was still looking at her magazine. The kidnapper was still sitting in the back of the bus. Did he see the extra turns? Did he see that Tim was driving slowly? What was he thinking? What would the kidnapper do? 1 more kilometer to the Fremont bus station. Tim drove slower and slower, 1/2 a kilometer. Then, in his mirror, he saw red and blue lights. Yes, a police car! The kidnapper couldn't see the lights. There was no window in the back of the bus. The police car was quiet. No sirens. Tim looked in his mirror. There were 3 black Fremont police cars behind the bus now. Oh, and 1 more. Yes! Tim turned left into the bus station. 1, 2, 3, 4 police cars with red and blue lights turned left into the bus station behind Tim's bus. Tim stopped his big white bus at the bus station, but he didn't open the doors. The old man opened his eyes and stood up. But Tim wasn't looking at him. Tim opened his window and waved to the policeman behind the bus. The woman and the girl stood up and started walking to the door of the bus. But Tim didn't open the door. He looked in his mirror at the policeman. Yes, now they were behind the bus's middle door. Slowly, Tim opened the door. The woman and the girl stepped out. The older man stepped out. The kidnapper stood up with the little boy in his arms. He walked to the door of the bus. The kidnapper still didn't see the policeman. He stepped out of the bus and 3 policemen jumped on the kidnapper. 1 took the little boy out of the kidnapper's arms. "No," said the young man. "What do you want? You don't want me. No." But the police did want him. The young man in the gray sweatshirt and black jacket was the kidnapper. the little boy with the red Crocs was kidnapped, but now he was safe. Thank God. The little boy with the red Crocs went back to his mother. Alfonso David Eddington, the young man in the gray sweatshirt and black jacket, went with the police. Yes, he is handicapped. He is schizophrenic. And Tim Watson? He went back to driving a big white bus from Milpitas to Fremont and back, with no more kidnappers in his bus.